Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello there and happy hump day. This is the news. I'm Ben Roy, joined by Josh Brown, because Scott's asleep somewhere.
Somewhere. Hello, Ben Roy. How are you doing?
I'm good. And I just thought, you know, Josh, news never changes. And today we've got some rumblings on what happens to be New Vegas 2, which I swear has been reported since before I went to university. But you've got some further details on it, so I'll stop rambling.
Yes. Well, essentially, yeah, ever since Microsoft announced that they were going to buy Bethesda, rumors of a New Vegas 2 have been circulating, because obviously Microsoft also owned Obsidian, who made the original New Vegas, and the fact that they could use the Fallout license with this studio again, it was mostly wishful thinking, I think, for a lot of people. But according to Valve insider and leaker Tyler McVicker, who was in charge of the Valve News Network YouTube, essentially he's come out and said that he doesn't want to just do Valve-related information anymore. He wants to broaden his horizons. And in this video, he reeled off a bunch of software and hardware that he apparently has a lot of information on and is going to do videos on in the future. And included in that was Fallout New Vegas 2. He refers to it a couple of times, then he also made a follow-up tweet after the video went live, saying that he expects New Vegas 2 to be released in the second half of the decade, and then also mentioned that he expects Elder Scrolls 6 to be released at around 2026 and 2027, and that Starfield is the next main Bethesda project. Obviously, take this whole thing with a grain of salt. It's only been mentioned a few times, but this person has been reliable in the past in terms of Valve news. They leaked Half-Life Alyx a few years in advance, so there is some legitimacy potentially behind this. And I guess we're just going to talk how much we think this could come true. Because to me, I think when it comes to Fallout, we're not going to get a main Fallout 5 for a long, long time. Like, Bethesda has their hands full. They just released Fallout 4, Fallout 76. They're moving on to Starfield. They're moving on to the Elder Scrolls. And that's going to take them most of this decade to push those games out. Like, we haven't seen Starfield in a long time. I can't imagine that's coming out this year unless they do a surprise Fallout 4 release. Elder Scrolls is going to be a huge, huge game with a lot riding on it. That's going to be, you know, I don't think a 2026, 2027 release date is far off. So theoretically, we might not get a proper Fallout 5 until the 2030s, you know what I mean? So in the meantime, I think it makes sense to give another studio, hopefully Obsidian, the chance to make a Fallout New Vegas 2. I can't imagine it'll be called Fallout New Vegas 2. I'm sure it'll have another subtitle, but in the same vein, it's in the same kind of spin-off way.
Yeah, this is interesting, because I don't want to shorten you a bit, but I think like they've said a bit of disservice saying it wouldn't be like a proper... Because I mean, like, well, Fallout 4, like, it didn't really invent the game, like reinvent the world, did it? All it really did was add some settlement stuff, which we later found out was just like the groundwork for 76, and that was the end of time for some of us, especially when you waste time in it. But no, I don't know if it's like, you know, the way Valve do with say a Half-Life, a Fallout 5 really needs to probably, for a Fallout 5 to be a Fallout 5, I don't think people want just another Fallout. They want it to change the game in some sort of way, which is why I think like Elder Scrolls is taking so long. Maybe they're getting this Elder Scrolls 6 ready to just go on fridges and things like that straight away. But I'm also amazed that this guy Tyler for so long managed to just have a dedicated channel just to Valve news when they put out one game per lifetime. So that's another achievement. But yeah, it's quite a nice look into what is a scary thought the next 10 years of Bethesda stuff.
I know.
Like, because we just had the Capcom leaks, and that's only 3 years ahead, and that's like, okay. But then when you think 10 years ahead, like, oh, 10 years, I'm going to be 39, oh, sort of thing.
39 and looking forward to Fallout 5, Ben Roy, imagine that.
God.
No, there's anything wrong with being 39, by the way, but it just is a long way from where we are right now is the thing, obviously. Yeah,
just compare the age I was when Fallout 3 came out. But
yeah.
Are you game for this? I mean, I wouldn't even mind if it was New Vegas 2, because there was such interesting stuff there with the faction stuff that they set up, and the setting of, like, well, the Hoover Dam can bring proper electricity back, and like, so I would have liked to see, like, maybe New Vegas built up a bit more. Who knows, more than just the strip. And there were so many different endings there. I wonder which one they would ever. I don't know if they ever said which was the canon ending.
I don't think they did. No.
There's so much ways you could have go for it, and there was just so much scope for, like, New Vegas had a different charm to it. I think even, like, the down to the vaults around that area had more character to it than I think, like, Fallout 4 did, and kind of in a retrospect, like, Fallout 3 did. Yeah. And the fact that, like, as soon as Phil Spencer purchased Todd Howard's soul, like, he was like, well, now he owns Todd, so now he can just do what he wants and put him in and get, oh, hey, mate, give this to Obsidian, because I own Obsidian as well, because they're all, everything's mine now. And then just make New Vegas. Like, it just seems like it feels like, especially like Xbox are so in tune with trying to, and Microsoft and Phil are so in tune with trying to, like, please people at the moment, that if they do this, then it just seems like a given.
I absolutely want a New Vegas 2 in any form. It doesn't have to be a direct sequel taking place in the same kind of area, but something that takes the core tenets of that series and the philosophy of that particular game and kind of builds upon them. Hopefully you get Obsidian back, because New Vegas 1 is not just my favorite Fallout game. It's like one of my favorite video games ever. For me, like, that's how a proper AAA RPG should be. Like, the way it incorporates your choices is so incredible, like, throughout the game. It gives you a bunch of factions and a bunch of missions that you can follow, and it doesn't kind of railroad you into these binary choices, into these obvious good versus evil parallels. Like, there is more going on in that plot, in my opinion, than anything in Fallout 3 or anything in Fallout 4. And I love those other games, but there's just a depth and complexity to New Vegas that's lacking. And you can really tell that the original creators of Fallout in general worked on that game and brought a lot of those ideas over, injected them into Bethesda's new framework. Like, the fact that that game was made in 18 months, Ben Roy, is ridiculous. Like, it's so big, it's so well put together for the most part, apart from some of the bugs at launch. And it's so ambitious, and for me, it mostly pulls it off. So the idea of getting a sequel that gives the developers the luxury of more time, where they're not trying to rush it out in under 2 years, when they have, you know, more experience, when they hopefully have a bigger budget from Microsoft or whatever. Like, I think this is the perfect way to keep Fallout in the minds of players and maybe even win back some fans who did feel a little bit burned that Fallout 4 was ultimately more of the same when it came to Fallout 3 and maybe went a bit more diluted in terms of the RPG elements. Then, of course, after that, we got Fallout 76. The Fallout brand isn't in as good of a place as it was when Fallout 3 New Vegas were, like, the most recent games. It's taken a bit of a battering, and I think, like you said, a great way to please the fans, if it's done well, is to announce a version of Fallout New Vegas 2 that kind of goes back to the core single-player RPG focus that made that original game just so good.
I think also it's like they maybe don't need to just keep it in Vegas, but like maybe keep it in California, like maybe just Fallout, but like say in what's left of San Francisco. I don't know in the fiction if that was like properly bombed. I can't remember like back to every log I read, but like you just have like the visuals of say like the what's ever left of the Golden Gate Bridge and stuff like that, and pick out where the is it the New California Republic, like if they're still around on it, like how bad and tattered they are, depending on obviously what choice your I just call it the protagonist. I'll just do a Christopher Nolan there because I don't think they named him, so just see whatever happened and picks up from there. But I also think that this is like maybe it's time sort of like Bethesda sort of hand out the Fallout license a bit more. Like, I mean, they just not hand out and just give it to any sort of like Tom, Dick, and Harry around, but like they've got Starfield. I think Elder Scrolls is, even though I prefer Fallout, Elder Scrolls is magnitudes above that. So if they keep their sort of like fingers in those pies, and then so if you have, say, some of the Microsoft, like Microsoft has so many studios, I think one of them is like in here somewhere, like they can just see if they can sort of deal with it and then keep the Fallout brand going every now and then, and have all these other bigger, even do what they did with The Outer Worlds, where The Outer Worlds was, it gave you the experience of, like, say, a New Vegas or a Fallout 3 or something like that, but it was condensed down, and then I feel like the only problems with that were load times, and now we live in this generation where if you are on next gen, or we'll say current gen now, the load times, for the moment, are, like, nothing. So I would even be happy with a smaller condensed thing, even if it had the same sort of writing quality or same sort of, like, you know, narrative choices, or, like, you know, it wasn't just the binaries of good and evil, son, and that sort of thing.
Yeah, 100%. It's going to be fascinating to see how Bethesda treats its properties now that it's owned by someone else, and how, whether or not Phil Spencer comes in and decides to give other studios opportunities to work on these franchises. Like, just because it's going to be a Fallout game doesn't necessarily mean it has to play like a Bethesda Fallout game. Like, they could release now a more throwback, like, isometric version of that title, you know, more in line with Fallout 1 and Fallout 2, and then it would be distinct from what Bethesda has done. But I guess the biggest question is, if they made a Fallout New Vegas 2, like, who would develop it? Because obviously the obvious choice is Obsidian, but they've got a lot on their plate too as well, man. Like, they've got that Avowed RPG that's coming out, presumably got more Outer Worlds content. I know there's a new DLC presumably on the way, as well as a potential sequel further on down the line. So it's not like they've got this, you know, open goal availability to make a New Vegas 2, but they would be the best fit. But like you said, Microsoft at this point have so many studios, and they in the past have created studios from the ground up to work on specific franchises. So I wonder if we see anything like that, not just from Fallout, but any of the IPs that they're looking to buy. Apparently they're looking to get even more titles from Lucasfilm Games, so we might get more licensed IP coming over and more developers working on it. But I don't know, man. I don't know what I think about the leak. Like, it could be reliable, it might not. I hope it's true, but when it comes to New Vegas 2, it's a case of I'll believe it when I see it. I'll believe it when I have a logo and I have Ron Perlman narrating over the trailer. That's the only time I will say for sure that it's definitely happening.
Well, Tyler seems to have, I think it's Tyler, it seems to have a good track record of leaks and sort of like knowing what's on the way. So for now, we can just go on the fact that I think it's probably not dead cert, but I mean, Fallout is going to come back in some way, and I just think they'd be stupid to let this brand or like what goodwill, I mean, exists within the Fallout sphere to come. But unless you have anything else with that, Josh, I think it's time to go back to sleep.
I think you're right, yeah. Bedtime now.
And I'm really bad at these outros because I'm not Scott Telford. So I'm just going to say, make sure you like, share, and subscribe. You go on over to Twitter and follow us at WC Gaming, W Culture Gaming. I'll always say the wrong first time. And Josh, where can people follow you?
At Josh Brown over on Twitter. Josh Brown, with an extra O in the middle.
And you can follow me over at Ben Ray Turner on Twitter, and just keep your eyes peeled on, like, make sure you subscribe, hit the bell, and make sure you look out the window, and make sure you watch out for What Culture Gaming, because we'll probably have some more Bethesda, Fallout, Todd Howard news soon.
Bye.
Have a good day, everyone.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.